Welcome to the New Covenant Christian Community Church podcast. Join us as Pastor Jack and other NC4 staff challenge us with a message from God's Word.
Well, we're in a series together on unshakable faith. And it's interesting, when I'm called to share here, I'm given a subject. And sometimes it's easier when you come with the subjects that are in your heart, and you really have to work a bit to try and connect into an existing series, and I hope I'll be able to do that. But I'm going to take us to perhaps one of the most familiar passages when we talk about faith. It's Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. And this is the kind of hall of fame with regard to faith, isn't it? And if we were to talk about faith through the years of the Bible, we would perhaps go to Hebrews chapter 11, and you see the catalogue of men and women of faith. And in fact, in this chapter, and I'm not able to read the whole chapter because time doesn't permit, but when you're on your own, read the whole chapter through, because it's person after person, men, women, that are living by faith. And in fact, in this chapter, the words "by faith" appear 22 times. By faith, by faith, by faith. But I don't know if you're like me, whenever you think about this catalogue of names and you think of this "by faith" word, do you kind of think this kind of faith is for someone different from myself? You always think faith is for the greats. And very often when we read books, we read books of men and women of faith, and we think, I can't get to that level of faith. I remember some years ago, a Chinese guy coming from the underground church in China, and he shared, and I thought, this man is in a different league. He talked about stories of faith, things that he'd seen with his own eyes, things that had happened, and in the middle of his message, he banged his chest and he said, "My heart beats faith, faith, my heart beats faith." And today, as I stand before you, I ask the question, does my heart beat faith? Faith, or does it go faith? Because sometimes we feel, don't we, all of us, I think if we're really honest, we feel inadequate. And actually, coming back from the Grace Network conference and listening to Elliot Tepper, a man of faith, you know, with all the Bethels, and we heard of all the things that were happening in nations of the world, and in a 30-year period, all these churches planted across the earth, addicts being changed by the power of Jesus. And then Elliot just stands and almost just tells the stories, and you think, I wish I had a few stories like that. Do you ever feel as though you've not quite reached this realm of faith? I'm here to encourage us all, because actually all of us possess faith if we are followers of Jesus Christ, and all of us doing better than we think we are. You know, by faith, Jonathan at the end of the month will go to Iraq. By faith. If we are followers of Jesus Christ, we move in faith. And I think instead of being intimidated by Hebrews 11, we should be encouraged by Hebrews 11. Because it's not just the great names. And okay, in that list, there are people like Moses. And perhaps we say, well, I could never be a Moses. There are people, you know, that we would see as the giants of faith, but there is also Rahab the prostitute, who is in this group of people who live by faith. In fact, the list is so long, and towards the end he says, I don't even have time to give you the stories, and then he lists another batch of people. So all of us actually who are followers of Christ live by faith. Now, it's a wonderful thing at the conference to listen to Elliot Tepper give definition to faith. He said, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith isn't this sort of ethereal stuff that is inanimate. It's something substantial that will take our weight. That it's actually more substantial than the physical world in which we live. There is something that comes from God to us, and faith comes by hearing the word of God. Something enters into our lives that is more substantial than the stuff around us, than the physical world around us. There's something we are able to stand on that is called faith. It's a gift from God. And all of us can come into his presence. And that's why coming to church is so important. And listening to the word of God, because as we listen to the word of God, faith, a gift from God, starts to work into our lives. And though we may feel inadequate, God is giving us faith to be able to do stuff. And I want us all to be able to say in our own lives as we look back on our journey, by faith I faced this. By faith I was able to overcome this. By faith, you know, we've been in a marriage for 43 years. I got it right. 43 years by faith. It's important that we understand we're all walking and living by faith. It's a gift of God and we can enjoy that. So today, please take off anything that would say I'm inadequate, I don't count, I'm a second classer. Okay, yes, there will be giants of faith, and there are measures of faith, and there will be people whose faith is demonstrated in miracles and healings, but also faith is also demonstrated through just pluck and determination and perseverance. By faith, we're still here today, aren't we? By faith, there are people here that have walked the walk for a long time. We heard the prophecies about the pain that people live in, but there are people sat here that are in pain, but they are sat here because they are in faith today. By faith, they're able to come into church today. There are people that are giving up on church because, you know, this didn't happen, that didn't happen, I didn't get my breakthrough. No, we're here today by faith. All of us will have seasons as well when we need sort of faith. When things come against us, and we've been in the past, and right in the middle of one of the biggest struggles of our lives, we were able to talk our story about our need to be able to stand and persevere in faith. And we've got great stories of breakthroughs and so on, and you will as well. And so I want you to leave here today encouraged, strengthened. There are measures of faith. But listen, you and I are unique sons and daughters of the living God. I don't think God has favorites in the sense that, you know, yes, there are the greats in our eyes, but any greatness, any accolade, any of our heroes of faith, they're only great because of the God of greatness. They're only great because of great grace. They're only great because they actually yielded their lives and their hearts to God. And he has allowed them to stand by faith. So what we're going to do is, I want to say this, these are examples of real people. And faith is available to all of us. It's not just for the special few. From Abraham, the man of faith, to Rahab, the prostitute, faith is for all of us who are followers of the Lord. And the other thing is, this is an Old Testament documentation of faith. These guys lived in faith without having what we have. Yeah. And we're going to conclude by saying these had faith in God, looking to the future, but we can actually with substance say we have a greater revelation of what faith is about because these were looking to the future. We now substantially can look to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who literally, physically rose from the dead and is alive forevermore, and everything holds together in him. And we can put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've read the end of the book and it's pretty good. So faith is for those who put their trust in God and believe what he says regarding the future we have not yet walked into. Today I want us to understand that God has been with us in our history. He's with us today. He will be with us tomorrow. Whatever happens in our lives, God with us. Emmanuel, he is with us. You know, I have in my sort of makeup a fair bit of melancholic, which means you can hear me speak, and I'll normally be very positive in the pulpit, but hear me on Monday. And hear me, you know, when we're traveling back on the aeroplane and I'm going through what I've got to do next week and I'm talking to Irene. I thank God for Irene because she normally says, when I get into that mode, she says, will you please grow up? And by the age of 64, I know you can't believe it, when I'm 64, I know you can't imagine this, But there are times when we feel as though this thing called faith is for everybody but me. Don't you believe it? We are men and women of faith. I'd love you, before we go, to put your name in here. By faith, Stuart and Irene got on Virgin Atlantic tonight and went home. By faith, our church is going to go into all that God has planned for it in the days ahead. By faith, we're going to make it right through to the end, aren't we? By faith, we're going to finish well, Jack. And some are just starting, but let's face it, we're closer to finishing than many. So, you little old brown shoe, you. So, let me get into the substance of this. I love it. In verse 1, it says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. I love this verse 2. This is what the ancients... We've got the theme of old people, right? This is what the ancients were commended for. In other words, this is what our ancestors in the faith were commended for. There is something about the faith walk that actually connects us with the roots of our history, with the great fathers and mothers of the faith, that we're not just in some random time slot now. We are connected in history. In fact, we go right back to Abraham, don't we? The man of faith. We're in this train of the great witnesses. And as I'm preaching today, I do believe that I do so with a whole host of witnesses that have already made the finishing tape, and they have made it, and they're cheering us on. And we're going to make it. So this is what the ancients were commended for. Right, everything achieved in our relationships with God is by faith, by faith. And verse 6 says this, doesn't it? And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith. So we know the pleasure of God over our lives, because this is because God has invested in us this wonderful thing called faith. It says, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Do you believe that God created the heavens and the earth? You believe that by faith. Now for me it feels, how could you not believe in a creator? Do you ever get frustrated when you watch these science programs with people that have got more brain cells than any of us put together, and yet they are so illiterate with regard to the beginning of the world? By faith we say, of course the world was created. The heavens and the earth were created by God. And I know we all might have little deviations on, you know, how was that? Was it literally 6 days, etc.? And we may have that, but listen, you believe that God created the heavens and the earth by faith. It's like it feels factual, doesn't it? It's substantial. We know that there is a creator God. We receive that by faith. Sometimes we may grapple with it intellectually, but by faith we know it substantially in our hearts, and we know that we are designed for a relationship with the living God. So, by faith. Now, what I want to do this morning is literally go through this passage and show you the different dynamics of faith with regard to each of these characters of faith. Faith for real people. What the ancients were commended for. This is to do with our ancestors. We're going to go through this together. Believing by faith. Verse 6. We believe that God created the heavens and the earth. First thing then is believing by faith. Believing by faith. The things that we believe and accept as we hear from God and we are obedient to him, it's faith that causes us to believe these things. We believe that God is a loving and caring Father. We believe these things. By faith we receive. As we've heard the word of God, so we believe by faith. Believing by faith. Then as we just move through this little list, verse 3, for instance, says, by faith we understand that the universe was formed. We believe by faith. At God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. We believe in an invisible world. We believe in a spiritual world. We receive this by faith. So as believers today, why do we believe? Well, by faith we believe these things. So believing by faith. Verse 4, worshipping by faith. It says, by faith Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. Have you ever wondered about this passage? Well, this is a heart issue, see. This is a faith issue. And we worship, we can either come and sing songs today, or we can worship the living God by faith. And we're told here in verse 4, by faith Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offering. And by faith he still speaks even though he is dead. So we can worship by faith. Today, wasn't it great to just be in the presence of God? Anything can happen in worship times, can't it? I love trying to lead meetings when the Holy Spirit is active, don't you? Jack didn't have a clue what he was doing this morning. I love it. I love it because when the Holy Spirit comes, faith starts to rise. Have you noticed how climates and environments shift when we worship God? I don't know how you came in. Actually, what a great thing as people are worshiping as we come through. And there was a lot of energy on the platform today, wasn't it? It's great when you come to church and you find energy. You go to lots of churches and you don't find anything. You don't get any vibe. But to come in here with the presence of God, and then, you know, there are certain chords. I've got a great feel on these things with worship. There are certain chords that just take you higher. When there's prophetic ministry, great guitar playing, great bass playing, you see, this is all anointing. And by faith we can worship. You come in feeling low. And as you worship God, by faith we worship. And then our worship, which is from our hearts, becomes acceptable. And actually, if you study that little occasion between Cain and Abel, you'll find that one delivers out of his heart. And the other one actually just does what's prescribed. There's a difference, you see, between religion and a Christianity of relationship where we worship the living God by faith. So whenever we come, and I don't want to analyze people, but sometimes when we're in our church and I look round when people are worshiping, I always watch preachers that come through with us and say, see, do they worship or do they observe? It's an amazing thing that sometimes the more mature we get, the quieter we get. You know, and the less involved, and we don't raise our hands like we used. I'm determined to keep raising my hands, keep going for it. If anybody dances, I want to be up there. I want to have a spirit of Caleb which says, give me this mountain, don't you? I don't want to fizzle out. I don't want to be boring. I don't want to rust. I want the life of God in me, and I want to really walk and worship by faith. By faith, Abel. You see, God sees the heart, and he saw faith was operating. Faith was operating. I don't know how you came today, but as you started to lift your hands, did you experience what I did? Which is you start to worship and you're thankful to God, and it's by faith you connect with heaven. So worshiping by faith, believing by faith, worshiping by faith, and then walking by faith, walking by faith. I love this story of Enoch, don't you? It's kind of mysterious. And you know, as Elliot was speaking, he said something. I don't know if any that were there noticed what he said, but he said, any of the guys in Bethel, we teach them to walk like Enoch. And what he was meaning was this, to just keep on walking by faith. Every day, walking by faith. Enoch didn't see death because he just kept walking, and one day he got closer and closer to God. He just went through the veil. That'd be pretty good. Yeah. Walking by faith. And death really, ultimately for the believer, is the veil we walk through. And God is with us at our deathbed as he's been with us in our time of birth. And so Enoch walked by faith. I believe all of us should get into the habit of just committing our day to God and saying, I want to walk with you today. And sometimes we've just got to simplify our lives. We're all so busy, 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 aren't we? We're all so programmed. But just a simple prayer, I want to walk with you today. Enoch walked with God, and he got so close to God, he just kept on walking. Be great to just keep on walking. Walking by faith. And then in verse 7, you can click the little clicker. Acting by faith. Acting by faith. Verse 7 says this, by faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. Notice this, there was no rain, there was only a word. the word, God had said, the rain's coming, build an ark. And so here, by faith, Noah did it. And I believe that this is so simple, but we've just got to act in faith. We've got to be obedient to the word of God. Faith is really believing God and doing it. Walking in faith, acting by faith. Those of you that are activists and want to help people and serve people, and do it by faith. Now, you know, seeing a future that is not yet. You know, when people are working with addicts across the world, they are able to do that by faith, act by faith, because they can see the final product. They can see where a person is going to go. One of the joys of watching a presentation from Bethel at this conference was to see, over and over again, two photographs, the before receiving Christ and the after. And it's almost impossible. If you were to look at the before photos, you often would never know that that was the same person. Because actually faith has begun to change the very fabric and life of the people, acting by faith. And therefore I want to encourage those of you that do a lot of this work, where you're working into difficult situations, do it by faith. Begin to see that actually the breakthrough can come. It's a substantial thing. You're able to see the breakthrough. For many of us that have been involved in church planting, I think God showed us stuff before we walked into it. I remember as a young pastor with a handful of people in a home, in our home, really seeing what we've entered into today. I saw it. You know, and it's a great joy when you move into it. Why did we see it? Because God spoke it into our hearts and faith came. We acted on that. And then the joy is walking into it. Now, sometimes when you walk into it, it doesn't feel as exciting as you thought it ought. You know, when you just had a handful and you thought there may be 100 of us one day, when the 100 arrive, you think, is this it? Because you just got to keep walking. And then you get a promise. We have a promise over our church in Lincoln of a church of 5,000. And we've not yet seen that. But what we have seen is hundreds now and growing dimensions. Now, numbers we know isn't the issue, but if God's spoken it, I remember God saying to me in my quiet time, would you be able to feed 5,000? And so I started to look into the scriptures, and when faith came, because I saw things I'd not seen before, I saw in the feeding of the 5,000 that Jesus said, sit them down in 50s, you know, pastor them, you know. And I started to structure church based on the belief that we're going to have a church of 5,000. And therefore, we move into, you see, faith is the stuff, the substance you see before you move into it. I believe we've got to have faith for our children. Yeah. And for our grandchildren. One of the greatest joys for us at the moment is our children and our grandchildren are in church with us and like it. Now there's a novelty. And I believe that God wants us to have faith as we move forward. So acting by faith. Then the next thing is obeying by faith. And throughout these passages, you'll find this over and over again, and particularly with Abraham, the man of faith. For instance, verse 8 of this passage says, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and went. In other words, he saw it by faith, but he obeyed it. I believe God wants us to be obedient before we see the thing. That's what faith is. Faith, obeying by faith. Verse 11, by faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, Jack, and Sarah, I'm not going to prophesy a new child over you, I don't think, but it says, and Sarah herself was barren, was unable to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. Even though it was impossible, he just simply obeyed. Obedience, obeying the word. And that's for all of us. When God speaks into our lives, just obey, obey. Walk a life of obedience. Verse 17 says, by faith Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as his as a sacrifice. One of the biggest tests of faith you'll ever read in the scriptures. And we see that and we say we can never ever do that. Well, God never said that to you. But when he said it to Abraham, faith was granted because he knew that God had made promises over his offspring that God would even have to raise his own son from the dead because the word had come to him. He obeyed. And we know the end of the story. This was a test, but he was going to go for it because he trusted God. Faith is really trusting God when it feels impossible. And for all of us, we've had that in our lives from time to time. And sometimes we don't do as well as we should. That's why we've got people to the left and people to the right that will help us. That's why we weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice. And that's why this is a list of names, because we encourage one another and this is a family of God. This isn't just for the whiz kid faith people. This is for all of us. And it continues. There's this stream of witnesses. So obeying by faith. Well, some of you say, I'm not really a faith person in terms of seeing much. Well, what about this? In verses 20, 21, 22, blessing by faith. Blessing by faith. Verse 20 says, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. Then some of you connect with this. You might say, I've not seen miracles. I've not prayed for people and seen miracles. Well, by faith you can bless. And you've got illustration here. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. It's great when parents can get a little bit of a vision of where your kids are going to go and pray into it and believe God for it. Then verse 21, by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his own bones. In other words, he says, even my physical remains, I want to go into the promises of God for my future. You know, I'm not done when I'm dead. And so the whole picture here is one of blessing the generations. When my dad died, not so long ago, we all, children and grandchildren, went and he blessed us. And it was just a fantastic thing. In fact, you know, it was in the Toronto blessing time. We tend to equate manifestations of the Spirit with blessing times. We don't tend to think we're going to be touched by God at the death of our parents. But I tell you what, as our kids went through, one of our children particularly manifested everything we'd seen in worship service as they simply sat with my dad on the bed where he was dying as he blessed them. And I'm walking in the blessing of my dad today. Yeah. And I'm actually walking in the blessing of my granddad. My granddad was put out of a church because of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. My father was ostracized because of the baptism in the Spirit. People would walk across the road because of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I am now, I owe it to the ancients, the ancestors that have gone before, I am of a great order. They're just ordinary people. I am Bar Jeff, the son of Jeffrey Bell. But my dad walked faithfully all his life, never traveled hardly anywhere. Didn't even have a car, was just very content to be on his bicycle going round Methodist chapels. But by faith he did that. But I tell you what, the bigger faith issues were with my dad blessing his children and his grandchildren. We were in a meeting one day, a large gathering, and a prophetic ministry came through. My dad was in the last weeks of his life, dying of a disease we'd have loved to have got rid of by faith. But he was sat on the first seat. This man had never met him before in his life. And he turned to my father. There were about 4,000 people in the meeting. He turned to my father and he said, stand to your feet. And the prophet knelt and said, you're a general. And then he said, you've got a son, and he is doing what you would have liked to have done. And you've got another son who's in ministry. And you've got a daughter who is yet to be in the ministry. Right? Now, my daughter now is married to the craziest guy you can imagine. Sorry, daughter. I meant sister. So my brother, Graham, who's now with the Lord as well, but he led faithfully in a church. And then my sister is now pastoring a church with her husband in one of our ground level churches. But the thing he said, and I know how my dad would have taken that. You know, he said, "You're a general." And he said, "Your greatest input has been into your children and your children's children."
Yeah.
And so now at Christmas, how many of us of the clan met? Over 40 of us met together, honouring my mum and dad, because perhaps the greatest thing my dad did was invest in us. Is anybody here that says, you know, I've not done much, I've not travelled much, I've never been on an aeroplane? Bless people. Yeah. Bless your children. Yeah. Speak words of faith into them. I know that my dad wanted to do what I'm doing, and but he had great joy when I did it. Do you know I had a wonderful father that took great joy? He got quite proud when I started to do okay. And I had a great brother who would take second place. He was older than me, but he would always say, "My brother is the one that I look to." And I'm blessed by that. And so I want to be one who knows how to bless others. So on a daily basis, I'm putting a lot of effort into this, praying for my kids, praying they'll succeed, praying they'll be blessed, praying they'll go further than me. Some of you know the pressures that we had with my son David 12 years ago with cancer and so on. I prayed like billio. We prayed for great breakthroughs, but I pray regularly he'll go further than me. And, you know, he was leading worship at Saddleback last weekend with a great bass player. Don't you find that amazing? I've never been to Saddleback. Why hasn't Rick Warren invited me yet, Jack? It's not right. By faith. Think times through, isn't it? Blessing by faith. Future generations. Joseph even says, "Take my bones there." Choosing by faith. Verse 24. We're going to rush through this. Choosing by faith. This is Moses who chose to be with the people of God rather than to live as a prince in Egypt. Yeah. The choices you make, if you make them by faith, will see you through the rest of your life. Sometimes it seems you're opting for the second best. No, if you choose by faith, you'll get the best deal. And then miracles by faith. We tend to start here, don't we? When we talk about by faith, we start with the miracles. Well, they're in here. Verse 29 here says, "By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry ground." Verse 30, "By faith, the walls of Jericho fell." But notice this, the miracles happened dealing with the stuff that would prevent the future happening.
Yeah.
Now, that's a very important thing. Really? We don't look at miracles just in terms of, let's have a party. No, the miracles are, you see, it was important my son lived to walk into his God-given future. It was very important. Now, I know we're into mystery with some of this because we're all walking, and for some of us, we feel we lose some battles, but God is with us. Miracles by faith. And then verse 32, perseverance by faith. I just love this because in verse 32 it says, "And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell of." And that's my story now. I can't tell you about this because our time's through. What more can I say? He says here in Hebrews, "I do not have time to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets." You know, David, I thought he would get in a bit more than this. I don't have time to tell you about all the exploits of David and Samuel. Samuel's the greatest prophet. He hardly gets a mention. "Who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice." You know, you can by faith be an administrator. By faith you can conquer things. By faith you can do great exploits. "And gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of flames, escaped the edge of the sword, martyrs of the faith, women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection." We're in a great line, aren't we? And perseverance by faith. And so I want to encourage you all and encourage myself as well as I go home to persevere, to keep on going. But listen, verse 39, and with this I close. "These were all commended for their faith, Yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us they would be made perfect. Does it really say that? God had planned something better for us. Think about it. Could it be better than, you know, watching the falling walls of Jericho? Could it? No. What is that speaking of? Well, it's speaking of the substance of our faith now. Listen, this is my final comment. Full revelation of faith is found in Jesus Christ, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We now have the substance of what all of these were longing for. And in Christ now, we are totally secure by faith. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for every person who's heard this message. I pray as they go through Hebrews 11, they'll be able to put their name there and be part of this great tradition. The ancestors walk that way. Our fathers, our parents, those who've gone before, the great men and women of faith, some that we will never, ever have heard of. But Lord, we include ourselves in today and we say, by faith, by faith, we're going to worship. By faith, we're going to persevere. By faith, we're going to break through. By faith, we're going to see cancer's powers broken. By faith, we're going to see heaven opened. By faith, we're going to go to our workplace and do great things. By faith, we're going to be nation changers. By faith, we're just going to be simply church attenders till the day we die. By faith, we're going to bless the next generation. By faith, we're going to speak over our children and our children's children. And by faith in Jesus Christ, we will be part of this great train that will find ourselves like Enoch did, walking right in to the finished article. We pray you'll help us and bless us. I pray for an impartation of faith today. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, you can do it. You will do it. You're not the insecure person you think. You're not the insignificant person. You have been fearfully and wonderfully made. You are unique. There's nobody like you. Never has been, never will be. Take your place among the greats in Jesus' name.
It seems as if when we started this series, Unshakable Faith, we've had just a series of things, people in the church and the church itself, to shake us. There's a surprise, huh? You know, but I am enjoying doing this, going through this series, because it's not just an exercise in discipline. There is an impartation going on. And this was an installment, and it's an installment that's going to extend itself right into Resurrection Day. So let's stand. I want us to understand this thing. See, faith is the substance of things all unseen. What that means is that there's an alternative reality in our lives that we're hoping for that's more real than what we're experiencing right now. Can I say that again? There's an alternative reality in our future that's more real than what we're experiencing right now. It's specific. It might be a marriage. It might be financial blessing. It could be anything. What I want you to do, when we're closing, I want us to walk out of here believing for that. In Jesus' name, right?
Thanks for listening. For info about NC4, visit our website at www.nc4.org.